You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
You're listening to the Stable Management Podcast, where we discuss the barn management topics that you're passionate about.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Stable Management Podcast. Our goal is to bring you a real-world look into the parts of horse farm management that you love or hate most, such as stall bedding, farm equipment, and pasture maintenance. During each bi-monthly episode, we'll be joined by an expert guest who shares their experiences with and perspectives on an important stable management topic.
Love what you're hearing, but wish you could take the entire Horse Radio Network with you on the trail? Well, you can! Instead of hunting for every individual show, just search for the Horse Radio Network All Shows feed in your favorite podcast app. It's one subscription that delivers every single episode from across our entire network, from Western to English, health tips to humor, directly to your phone. Don't miss a single stride. Subscribe to the HRN All Shows feed today.
I'm your host, Haley Peffer, and my guest today is Dr. Jennifer Nadeau from the University of Connecticut. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So our topic today is one that we should all be thinking about at this point in the year, if we aren't already, taking our horses out and about on our trailers. So that is trailer maintenance. And could you just start off by telling us what the most important aspects of trailer maintenance are, things that we should be performing on a regular basis?
Well, you really should be cleaning out and disinfecting your trailer after every use. Most people are pretty good about doing that, I've found, but it is really important to do because you might find some things when you do that, and we're going to talk more about some of those later. Also, you want to make sure that all of your lights and brake systems are working effectively. So you want to check those on a regular basis to make sure that those are going to be good to go when you're ready to hitch up your trailer. Since you never know when an emergency might happen, you really want to make sure things are working on a regular basis. And then you also want to make sure that the hitch is well lubricated and doesn't have any broken or missing parts, again, so that if something comes up, you can immediately use your trailer. And then, believe it or not, washing the exterior will give you a chance to look for things like if your roof is leaking, if you have any broken windows, if rust is starting to form on the exterior. So that's kind of another good thing to do on a regular basis that maybe a lot of people don't.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think washing the exterior is something I've been guilty of maybe leaving for a little bit too long before I go ahead and do that. So many of us focus on our truck, but overlook the trailer. I know I'm guilty of washing the truck before the trailer, on the exterior at least. So what parts of the trailer tend to be neglected most often, besides maybe washing the exterior like I do?
I think like checking for rust might be sometimes overlooked because you really want to like lift up like the pads on the floor and things like that and make sure that those aren't rust. It's not rusting underneath. And then also, like we talked about, I think making sure that the tow hitch is well lubricated may get overlooked because people just don't really think about that. And then also, I think like making sure that your tires are regularly switched out, because you might just be like, oh, my tires they're not worn in the tread. But because we don't use trailers that often, like that could be a problem. They could still wear out from just not sitting there, kind of thing. And then also making sure that our brakes are working. Sometimes people don't ensure that that part's working before they leave, or their lights, like their turn signals or lights on the back of the trailer, which help you be seen like in bad weather and even at night. So also another thing people should do is make sure that their trailer jack is lubricated on a regular basis. And if you're not using it, kind of crank it every now and then to keep it from seizing up. So that would be like another good thing to do so that you don't miss out on making sure that that's going to be useful when you need it. And then check the wooden floorboards, the ramp, the tailgate, and the divider for any kind of rust or rot. And also make sure that all hinges, springs, and latches are working. And if they're rotten, they're broken, or they're missing, then you should replace those so that they're going to do their job. And then you want to make sure there's underneath the mats, there should be drainage holes in most trailers. You want to make sure that those are unblocked, because that will help lengthen the life of the trailer, because it'll allow, when you clean, the water to flow out instead of puddling up under there and possibly leading to rust. And then you also want to make sure that there's no bees or wasps inside. We can imagine what a horror picture that would be if we were loading our horse into a place where there was a bee nest. So we want to check for that. And then also check for any loose or protruding screw bolts and nails, because you don't want your horse to get injured on those. And make sure that you have safety triangles and reflectors available that are in good working order in case you have a breakdown and you need to use those.
Yeah, speaking of a breakdown, I think we've all probably been in a situation where we're maybe less than prepared for the breakdown. So that's always a good thing to think about. I know I am kind of guilty of being the person who's like, well, I'll be fine. I'm just going down the road, or that won't happen to me today. And that's usually when it happens.
Yeah, you just never know. It's always good. It's kind of like horses in general, I guess. Things are unpredictable.
Absolutely. Yeah. You also mentioned tires, which obviously are super important when it comes to the safety of our horses when we're hauling them. So what else do we need to know about the tire's age, wear, inflation, and then what kind of replacement schedule do we need to be on? Is there a set one, or is this something that we should maybe just do based on how often we drive the trailer?
Yeah, we really want to replace the tires every 3 to 5 years because we don't really use trailers that often. I mean, maybe some people do, but the age of the tire is actually going to be more important than tread wear. So they don't really have like a solid year base. So like, I guess if you're more risk averse, do 3 years. And if you're less risk averse, do five. But that would give you like a good timeline of around the time you need to be thinking about, you know, replacing your trailer tires. And then also you can find the DOT code on the sidewall. So it'll say something like DOT, UT, LLLM, LR1022, and the last four digits indicate the week and also the year of manufacture. So if you see something like 1022, it means that the tire was made in the 10th week of 2022. So that can kind of give you an idea of how old the tires are. So say you got a used trailer and it had tires on it, you could check that code to see if you should be replacing the tires. Also, you want to make sure you replace the spare at the same time that you replace the other tires, since the spare too is just like sitting on your trailer. And then you want to make sure before you head out that the tire pressure is correct. And you could consider using tire covers on the trailer tires and the spare to kind of like help lengthen their life so that you could go maybe more toward the 5 year term. And then also be sure to check the tires on the tow vehicle, and you want to follow guidelines for proper inflation and replacement. Usually that's found on your driver's side door for both inflation, and then you can replace according to the mechanic's recommendations.
Definitely. And then speaking of working with your mechanic, how often should we have these critical components such as brakes, wheel bearings, our lights, and other electrical connections inspected by a mechanic?
Well, for a mechanic, we would probably have that done every 12,000 miles or every 12 months, whichever comes first. And if you tow on dirt roads, if you go in wet and salty conditions, I know there's a place in Salt Lake City that was like a salt bed, and they warned about ruining your rental car down there. So I'm sure their trailer would also get wrecked down there. So those situations are hauling heavy loads frequently. You want to check them twice a year or every 6,000 miles. So you can also do something called a look, listen, and feel. And for example, when you're looking to see if you see streaks of grease leaking onto your wheels or tires. And then you could do your listen. So if a friend drives a trailer past you at 25 miles an hour, you want to see if you hear clicking, squeaking, or grinding noises. And then after towing for about 10 to 15 miles, you could do the touch. Carefully touch each wheel hub. And if it's too hot to comfortably keep your hand on, then your bearings likely need immediate grease adjustment or replacement. So you want to bring that into a mechanic. And then for electrical connections, you want to check before every trip, verify that the seven-way plug is clean, secure, and free of any road debris. And then manually walk around and make sure all tail, brake, and turn signal lights are functioning. And then monthly, you'll do like a deep check where you test your breakaway battery charge, inspect any wires for chafing, and check your ground connections, looking for like corrosion or broken wires, because those are the heart of like 90% of electrical faults. And then annually, have a qualified mechanic check the voltage, amperage, and internal wiring of the entire brake and emergency breakaway system. So you're really going to keep an eye out when you're looking at the wires along the trailer chassis and at the connectors. You're looking for corrosion, any like green, white, or crusty buildup on those plug prongs or terminals. You're looking for any frayed wires, like if you see copper exposed or a cracked housing where the wires rub against the trailer's metal frame, that would be a concern. And then you want to make sure that the ground wires are secured to any unpainted clean metal on the trailer chassis and not just loose.
So you mentioned salt before, and I've always heard that I'm in Pennsylvania, so we obviously have cold winters and there's salt on the road, but there's places that are much further north than us that probably have even more salt. So, and I know that that can affect just our regular cars. Do you see that affecting the trailers as well if you live in a more northern state where there's a lot of salt on the roads for a longer period of time?
Yes, definitely. The salt is definitely going to eat the metal over time. I know that's actually happening with my personal pickup truck right now. And my mechanic said, despite the fact that, you know, you might think washing it regularly is going to help, when there's salt on your trailer or on your truck, the water actually activates the salt. So it's just, over time, everything is going to rust. But trying to stay as vigilant as you can, I guess, would be helpful. But yeah, unfortunately, the rust is what gets us in most of the northern areas every time.
Definitely. Yeah, I even know when we were looking to buy a new car somewhat recently, I was skeptical to look at cars that came from up north at some point because of that factor.
It's true. It's very true. Yep. It's definitely a concern.
Love what you're hearing, but wish you could take the entire Horse Radio Network with you on the trail? Well, you can. Instead of hunting for every individual show, just search for the Horse Radio Network All Shows feed in your favorite podcast app. It's one subscription that delivers every single episode from across our entire network, from Western to English, health tips to humor, directly to your phone. Don't miss a single stride. Subscribe to the HRN All Shows feed today.
What warning signs might indicate that the trailer is having structural issues? I know you mentioned looking under the mats at the floors, because floor deterioration can be an issue, or frame damage.
So you want to walk the entirety of the floor, and if it's yielding because there's wood there, or if it feels spongy, that can indicate rotting caused by trapped moisture or leaks. So then you want to check that out more thoroughly. Also, if you see dark stains on the wooden floors or you smell musty odors, that suggests some ongoing water damage. And then for metal or composite floors, you're going to check for cracks and localized corrosion. And then any protruding screw or bolt heads, splintering boards, or visible gaps can indicate that the floor is warping or failing. So you want to keep an eye out for that. And then for corrosion and rust, you want to keep an eye out for flaking and pitting. A lot of times you can just sand and paint surface rust, but if there's reddish brown flaking metal or deep pitting, that reduces the steel thickness and that will compromise structural integrity. And then rust that comes where pieces of metal are welded together often will mask like a hidden fatigue of that metal. So you want to keep an eye out for that. And then also if there's any heavy rust around the hinges, the spring hangers, the axle mountings, or bolts on the coupler, that's going to show you that that's a weakened area that could break under the load. So you want to be cautious about that. Oh, and for the frame damage, I forgot to get to that. Stress cracks will frequently develop near the high stress zones, like the trailer tongue, the A-frame, and any weld intersections. So keep an eye out for those stress cracks. And then inspect the main frame rails along the entire length of the trailer. You're looking for any bends, twists, or warping, and that could be due to either overloading or metal fatigue. So you want to keep an eye out for that. And then also, if you see an elongated bolt hole, or you see a loose cross member or a trailer bed that leans to one side, that's like a major red flag that the chassis has shifted or bent. And then you really have to get that checked out.
So for those of us who maybe don't use our trailers regularly, if we're just your average horse hunter going out a couple times a year or, you know, trailering in case of emergency, what mistakes are we making when we're cleaning our trailers and then we're storing them for a longer period of time? Is there something that we're doing that is shortening the trailer's lifespan even accidentally? And is there anything that we can be doing to improve the lifespan when we store them?
I think one thing is to make sure the floor is completely dry before you put back the mat. I know sometimes I rush that, like when I'm washing my truck, for example, but that could cause rotting in your trailer. So you want to make sure that the floor is completely dry before you put the mats back after you've hosed it out. And then another thing is to just like not make the mistake of ensuring you have a spare stored with your trailer and a working trailer jack, and making sure that trailer jack is working like we had talked about earlier. And then one other thing that I found in my research about this was that if you have a gooseneck trailer, when you're turning around, you don't want to pivot your trailer, and don't let the wheels on the inside just sit and turn in a circle. That actually causes the treads to break loose in your tires and could cause you to eventually blow a tire.
That's interesting. I did not know that about goosenecks.
Me either.
Makes sense, though, I guess.
Yeah.
So before we hit the road with our trailers, what are some pre-trip inspection steps that we need to hit before we load our horses and head down the road to make sure everybody stays safe?
The first thing is before a hitch up, you want to make sure your vehicle is rated to tow the weight, and you want to then check the hitch carefully and make sure that everything is intact and well lubricated, all the parts are there. Then you want to check the balance of the trailer, make sure that the rig is level, make sure the lights and brakes work on it, remove any rust on the hitch, make sure all those lights and turn signals work, and check the wiring and replace any bulbs that need replacing. And then before you load up, make sure you check the trailer for bees, remove any moldy hay, put fresh hay in the trailer, sawdust if you're going to put it in, and prepare the horse to be loaded. And then load the horse. And then before you leave, you want to walk all the way around the rig. Make sure that all the doors are secured. Open or unsecured doors are actually a pretty common occurrence. Usually people find them in the driveway, but it could be bad if you find it later. So you really want to make sure all those doors are secured. And then make sure the hitch is correctly attached and the plugs are all in order. And before you head out, remove the wheel chocks. Some people might forget that.
Definitely, yeah. That definitely happens. So we're coming to the end of our episode already, but I do have one more question for you. And that's if horse owners who are going to be traveling with their horses could only focus on a few maintenance items each year, or if there's only a few things that they could do right now, which things would you want them to take away from this episode that would have a big impact on their safety and their horse's safety and the longevity of their trailer?
I would say definitely looking at floor integrity, tire safety, and brake and bearing functionality.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's a great point and very important for everybody to make sure that they're checking on those things before hitting the road this year. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, but it's been great talking with you. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and I hope everyone has a safe trailering experience.
As well. Thank you all for listening today. Please remember to like this podcast, subscribe, leave a review, and recommend the Stable Management Podcast to a friend.